My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, can Davin forget the past, and can Belinda forget the money? Listen and enjoy.
She started writing porn, man. What are you thinking?
She wrote porn.
I understand that, but about
I hear what it was.
5 minutes ago, you're like, I'm all in. Who knows how long the time? Now it's right there.
Well, I also like to fuck with them emotionally.
Okay.
The way they do to people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we want to hear the porn.
Exactly. She goes, it's fine, but this is just a piece of advice for you.
Oh?
Learn to leave the past behind you and move on. Goodbye and the best of luck with your life. I don't like it when people make me feel this way.
It happens to you a lot, doesn't it, honey?
How about the people that you destroy? How do you think they feel?
Exactly.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I'm their revenge.
Yeah.
Yep.
I go, we're all made up of our past, are we not? It gives us context for our present, does it not? She goes, I'm sorry if I've hurt you in any way.
That's her to you?
That's her to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait, one second. That is such a bullshit thing to say in any context. I'm sorry if I hurt you in any way. It doesn't take any responsibility for knowing what the hurt was
You
did it.
She probably doesn't know what the hurt is.
Well, you got to remember, they don't care.
No, I know. But it's,
you know,
just
it's not like a real thing between like him and, you know, a chick.
No,
or if you say, you know,
right,
they don't care.
In a real relationship, bullshit. In a fake relationship, still bullshit. Hate it. Go ahead.
I go, I have accepted a lot of your apologies. Now you will not accept mine? She goes, I have accepted it. But we can keep going on this way. We are always going around in circles. It doesn't help anyone. Let's just move on. I go, good. I agree. I just want us to be friends right now. We always made each other laugh. We picked each other up. We can do that again. If that is all we ever are, then great. If we become more, then it is in God's will.
Oh, good. Good move.
And it's, you know what? She's starting to change her tune or their tune, which leads us back to another facet of the story, where he's an interesting person to deal with during the day, even though they're not making a dime off of him. Because right then and there, he should have been told to go to hell.
Yeah, yeah. And this person is being more, you're hurting my widow feelings, calling me this scammer stuff.
Well, he knows how to play a chick better.
Yeah, 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 this person really does.
She goes, it hurts me to know you have the power to help me, but you won't because of my past. I understand, but it hurts so bad. Thanks for everything. I say, Belinda, if I send you the money now, I will never know for sure. You say forget the past, but you've hurt me so often. If we stay in each other's life, maybe I can learn to trust you again. Our relationship really messed with my head. When you were done with me, I felt like a worthless piece of human garbage. Close to a year, and you said it was all fruitless. I forgive you, but the pain is there. There I'm channeling a victim.
Yes.
That's because that's unfortunately how a lot of people who have been scammed feel.
Yes.
You know, their trust has been spit on and thrown out.
Tom says, good. Can I borrow $50?
She goes, so why won't you help me just for this once?
That's about the same thing that Tom just said.
Yep.
She goes, I am on my knees. I'm begging you to please help me. Please. The boss is right here. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what she should have said was, you know, if I felt any way I hurt you, I didn't mean to. I love you.
Well, she said that before. I didn't mean to hurt you.
But, you know, but after this.
Tip shit all over.
Even this statement. I mean, even after this statement, she should have said something like that. She goes right on to, you know, wanting to be helped. Somebody tells you something like that. Do you just immediately go into something how you want something?
If you're a bad scammer. I go, Belinda, do not beg me. I can help you earn money, but I just can't give it to you. She goes, okay. I go, what's the latest on Rita's mother's funeral? Because remember, a few weeks ago, Rita's mother's funeral, they had a plan for it.
Yeah, and they had to put it aside for something.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last I ever spoke to Belinda.
Oh, never said anything back to you.
That was the end of Belinda. She blocked me from Facebook.
Wow.
So, but we'll have other Belinda-related stuff down the line.
Yes.
Because we still have Sickly Sue a little bit with that. And we have some other tangents and some other interesting things and some loose ends to tie up. But September 4th, 2013, at 10:38 a.m. was the last correspondence I ever heard from Belinda. And fittingly enough, it was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thoughts?
Wow.
She's given so much.
She has.
I think she'll be back.
No, she's not back. That's it. I never spoke to her again.
2013.
Never spoke to her again.
You've got surprises.
No, I'm telling you. I would tell you. I never said that before. When it ended before,
yeah.
I never said. No, I'm telling you. She's not coming back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe. If she comes back, I'll eat dog food. If not, you eat dog food.
No.
Okay. She ain't coming back.
Yeah.
I never spoke to her again. Now, like I said, there's other Belinda-related stuff, but I never spoke to her again.
Wow. Lisa says, yeah, there's nothing worse than being unfriended, LOL.
Well, Belinda-related stuff, maybe you're saying you never spoke to that person as the scammer that's portraying Belinda.
No.
No.
I never spoke to the profile, Belinda Abbey.
Yeah.
Or Friska Abbey, or whatever name she's going with.
Whatever
never spoke
it is.
To that person, to anybody pretending to be Belinda again.
Wow, so they made one last volley at you, and then when you were like, nope, can't give up the pass, can't get past the hurt. You just dumped me, and I'm not going to give you money. I can help you make it, but I won't give it to you. They're like, okay, dead end.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I could have said I'll send you money tomorrow. I could have dragged it out one more day. But
yeah, but it was just such a short.
Well, you made the conscious effort to lay down your cards on the table and expose them.
I don't see another.
Right. And then basically, he came back at you with the whole guilt thing. You shot back more guilt. And then, you kind of put your card. You said how upset you were and betrayed. And on their end, I get a funny feeling is the boss was watching everything. And that was the end. They can't make any money off of you. It's just a waste of time.
Listen, man, I started talking to her. And the first contact was, July 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And last contact, September 2013.
That's incredible. No money exchange.
We started doing Belinda in 2012 when she was Agnes. We're ending it in March 2015. We got a lot of the blood.
Yeah, we sure did.
We're not done, but we're not talking to her anymore.
But the interesting thing about it is how much money did it cost them? How much time in their time going to the cafe, correspondence, you know, electricity,
think about
internet
how many
costs.
When
I
you're
save.
Doing a cost analysis.
Think about how many people see it by I see, because they're pretty good.
Because they
by keeping them busy.
Because they were spending so much time with you, they weren't getting to other people during that
right,
time.
Yeah. Right, on the good part of that, yes. But also on their end, how much money they take from people, how much money they spent in their time. They tried every trick in the book, and towards the end, they tried every trick in the book, couldn't do it.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.